This is Sound Effect on KNKX 88.5 FM. I'm Jennifer Wing. Today's theme is Flip the Script. This next story is about turning the tables on the traditional parent-child dynamic. Now, I think a lot of us have had these thoughts, especially as teenagers, about our parents. Who are these people? Where did they come from? And they were never young. They don't understand what it's like to want to hang out with your friends all the time. Well, Sound Effect producer Allie Ferguson, she got a chance, an open window, to meet her mom as she was when she was in her early 20s. It involves an old tape cassette, a road trip, and a diary.
I'm not sure what it is about this recorder, but we both seem to be talking like this.
That's my mom, Polly. She's about 26 or 27 at the time, and she discovered these tapes a few months ago while cleaning her house. They're these mini cassettes from the 90s that fit into a small black recorder.
I don't even know why I had a tape recorder, but apparently it was a toy that I had to have. And then we started using it on the road trip.
That's my mom today. It's been nearly a quarter century since she made those tapes. She's almost 50, and I'm about the same age she was in the recordings. The two of us have always been close.
Are you nervous?
Yes, because I want the microphone.
You can't hold the mic. It's like Reporter 101, don't give anyone your microphone.
Really?
But listening to these tapes, eavesdropping on my mom in her 20s is surreal. To be clear, at the time of the recordings, I was already born. My mom was already a mom. She was not some 20-something with no care in the world like me. But in these tapes, she's living the life of a young, independent woman, a side of her I wasn't old enough to see back then.
I'm driving down the road looking at the picturesque sunset. How beautiful, I say to myself. As I'm cruising down the road at 65, yes, 10 miles above the speed limit. Am I afraid?
That last voice, that's my mom's best friend, Rachel. And she's an important part of understanding my mom at that age. The two of them have known each other since middle school in Montana. And then in their early 20s, they both gave birth to daughters, Sarah and me, within 2 days of each other. When I was just a toddler, my mom and my dad and I resettled from Montana to San Diego. When I was nearly four, my parents decided to separate. And Rachel and her daughter, Sarah, took on a big part of our lives. They came out to San Diego and moved in with my mom and me.
I think during the time I was struggling with your dad, she was feeling very lost with her husband. And I think when she actually decided to come move out here was when I got a condo that was a little bit bigger. And she was kind of like, yeah, I want to do it. So they lived with us for 5 years.
So for 5 years, it was me, my mom, Rachel, and Sarah all sharing a home in suburban San Diego. It was weird to explain to other kids and teachers, but Sarah and I never cared. We always thought of ourselves as roommates, a never-ending sleepover. My mom and Rachel, young mothers in their 20s, went from best friends to co-parents.
We took turns, and it was a lot of tag-team parenting. Hey, you're going to do homework and feed the girls, and I'm going to go out and do happy hour with my coworkers or whatever it was.
And so what was it like when you were the mom who was tasked with taking care of us for the night?
Well, I love that too. I mean, I really enjoyed being your mom, and I enjoyed hanging out with you guys, and it was easy to do homework with you. Well, with you were great. Sarah was a little harder to do homework with.
But both me and Sarah had our dads who we would go see. What was it like when both me and Sarah were gone?
Oh, it's kind of hard to look at you and tell you what it was like, because it was like immediate, let's put the toys and the crap away and let's live like single girls living together, going out to the pool, going out at night. It was the ultimate freedom.
How did you guys handle dating with both of us at the house?
So we kind of sat down and made an agreement that, you know, we weren't going to have any dates come to the house, at least for the first few years when you guys were so young. But there was a time when Rachel had a few boyfriends and she didn't want them calling and saying who they were to you girls, because then you would be wondering who it was. So we decided everybody would be called man. So when man called, we didn't really know who the man was.
So you and Rachel created these spaces for yourself to be young women, to not necessarily always be mothers all the time. And one of those cases is you guys go to Nebraska to surprise her mom for her 50th birthday.
No, the party was simply a Tupperware party.
It wasn't her birthday? You just went for a Tupperware party.
Yeah, but her mom was really excited and nervous about it. And Rachel decided, because she loved her mother so much, that she really wanted to surprise her for this Tupperware party.
We are here in Trenton. I can't believe it. It's so exciting. The excitement is just building up. This town is definitely happening. Things are happening all over the place. Wait a minute. It looks like it's rolled up.
How would you describe your and Rachel's friendship? What was it like when you guys were together?
It was just silly time. It was constant silly time. When I first met her in middle school till now, we can still be just as silly. We'll still get dressed up in costumes, I mean, not nice, and do silly things.
Oh, we're driving down this dirt alley and the weeds are taller than the car, but that's okay, it's a rental. Okay, lights are out on the car. Soon we will be getting our stuff together and our bags on our head.
Can you explain the bags?
Rachel had some paper bags and we pulled over once to draw on them, and mine was scary. It had bloody teeth out of it. And I was thinking, that is funny to draw a scary mask to go jump a Tupperware party.
Is that something Rachel and you would do?
Definitely. We like the surprise factor. We like the, I don't know, just doing something that nobody else would ever do. And that was true of any time we were together.
Why do you think you wanted to stand out?
I don't know. Maybe because in high school we felt like we were, you know, like not really seen.
We're trying to sneak into the garage without tripping over these rocks. Do you hear the crickets? I do.
What do you remember about the actual surprise?
I was just so nervous, and we had to go through this back entrance for some reason. That's why I was tripping on things.
Let's go.
But her mom, her expression and her, she was crying. It was so sweet that she would be so, you know, excited.
What did the rest of the crowd think?
They were just kind of staring at us. And you would think that they would think we were burglars.
The surprise was a great success. Good night, crickets.
Listening to this tape, getting to hear my mom in her 20s not in mom mode, makes me realize how goofy my mom has always been. She's playful and a little fearless, which I guess are necessary qualities to choose such a creative parenting situation. My mom never second-guessed her choices, even when her own family did.
I had an uncle who told me that, you know, if I was going to remain single mother, that my child would not have a very good chance in life. And that was frustrating to hear the older generation not accept my situation. And then there was also the, you know, as it became 1 year and 2 years and 5 years that we're together, me and my best friend with our daughters, there's this questioning of, you know, what are those two doing? Are they a couple? And we weren't.
So there's a lot of people questioning your judgment and judging you.
Yeah, I felt judged. And, you know, most of your childhood was in this area where it's suburbia, the parents stay together, or when they divorce, they divorce. I think people were jealous, but they were also like looking at like, that's so weird.
That's hard to deal with all of that kind of judgment from society, from people you know, your family. Why do you think you're able to push past that?
I don't know. I think it's an internal security of who I was. I mean, I was in my 20s and 30s, and we all feel insecure at some point, but I just didn't feel insecure about how I was raising you. I didn't really care what they thought. I mean, I just had no doubt. I don't know where the inner strength comes from. I don't know if it's from the ranch upbringing.
I should step in here and say, my mom grew up on a ranch in Montana with three older brothers. They learned how to drive cars, shoot guns, and help out with cattle at a very young age. And there wasn't a ton of parental supervision in rural Montana in the 70s.
Maybe being the only girl in a very masculine environment all those years, I didn't have a choice. You know, you survive or you crawl up under a hole and have rattlesnakes thrown at you.
That's very literal, by the way.
Yeah, very literal. Yeah, you have to keep your doors locked on the car or a rattlesnake might be thrown at you. But they were not alive, Allie. They were always dead. It was just disgusting.
Yep, that's my mom. Always one to laugh about the fact that her brothers threw dead snakes at her as a kid. I often wish I had more of her humor, her resilience, her playfulness.
Well, I think that's great advice for you, to be more playful and not take yourself so seriously, or, you know, get mired down in what you should be doing at what age. You know, it can come and it can go, and you can have tragedy and you can have great stuff, but being playful is something you can create no matter what you have or don't have.
These old tapes showed me that, of how my mom managed to be so fully herself, a young, independent woman, and a working mom, all at the same time. But she has always been trying to make sure I had the whole picture.
To my unborn child, the following journal is written to you in hopes that later on in life you will read it and understand what I was like at 24 years old. I know that I always wondered what my parents were like, way back when. Someday, if you are anything like your dad or I, you will also want to know where we started and how we felt. I also think it is important for you to realize how human I am and not see me as just your mother, but as an individual who is constantly learning.
So when did you write that?
It was about, I don't know, a week before you were born. 4 days before you were born.
My mom gave me this faded yellow notebook this past Christmas, and it made me realize that even at 24, my mom understood a secret about parenting. There's power in flipping the script, in letting your child see you for who you really are. I think it's what makes me and my mom so close. We're both constantly learning from everything, especially each other.